this is your girl, Shirley Strawberry, and it's the Strawberry Letter for you at 7:05 tomorrow morning on Magic 104.9.
Old School Magic 104.9 Usher, part of the iHeartRadio. A trip to Las Vegas, you could win. Your next chance to win is going to be tomorrow morning at 10:05 with the Big Easy Daryl Eason. This concert is 2 days, it's next month, and you could win a trip for two. Okay, time for a therapy letter where we offer up advice to someone's problem. Get your problem on the air, Tony Scott Page, KMJM.com. Dear Tony, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been married over 20 years and have cheated the whole time. I love my wife, have no intentions on leaving my wife. A few years ago, I got caught. I begged my wife not to leave me. She decided to stay and make a go of it, but said if it ever happened again, it was over. Well, I never stopped. I lie. I get an attitude with her just to leave the house. She does not deserve this, but I cannot help myself. I feel good that these women want to be with me, married and all. Why do I gamble with something that means so much to me? Because you can get away with it, and you've got it worked out pretty good, but you're going to get caught again. You don't want to do this. Well, then it's time to look at your inner self. What is it about you that makes you crave other women? What is it about you? What is it, the hunt? Is it the intimacy with other women? Is it the naughtiness of cheating on your wife? What is it? Now, if you want to get serious, what you need to do is burn your player card. And this is how you burn your player card. Every female you get around, you talk about your wife. You talk about how much you love your wife. You talk about how you think about her all the time, how much she means to you, how much you love being married to this woman. Burn your player card. Burn those bridges, that potential bridge with other women. Burn it. Burn the bridge. Talk about your wife over and over again. And you know what? Your self-esteem is kind of low, too. You need to talk to a therapist about why you feel so low about yourself that you have to go outside your marriage to make yourself feel good. That's something else you need to explore. That's my advice. We're going to hear from Tammy. We're going to take your calls. 556-6104. Here is SWV. This is called Rain. R&B and Old School, Magic 104.9. That is Sisters with Voices. The new Jill Scott Anthony Hamilton called So In Love is coming up in about a minute and a half on the Tony Scott page at KMJM.com. 10 ways to tell he's cheating, ladies. And fellas, I got to be honest with you. I try to shoot holes in every one of them. Man, those are some pretty tough ones.
Really?
Yeah, guys, you got to look that over too. Yeah, that's pretty
tough.
Really?
It's going to help us out.
I think it's going to help everybody
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go and check it out. Okay, Tammy, this man says he's been married 20 years. And he's cheated the whole time. Got caught once. Wife says, I'll stay. You do it again. It's over. He says, he ain't stopped. He didn't stop. He says, I'll lie. I'll get an attitude so I can leave the house. I like it. Women make me feel good when they show me attention. But why do I do this? And I think he wants to know, how can he stop?
You know, cheating has, in my opinion, very little to do with love when it comes right down to it. And it's probably more mental than it is physical. Not all, but most people who are cheaters have this really interesting tendency not to think about what they're doing. They just do it. And very rarely do they think about why they did something. You know, it sounds like you really want to stop, but in order for you to stop, I think it might not be a bad idea to figure out why you cheat in the first place. Because if you don't identify exactly what it is that makes you cheat, then you're almost, you know, just guaranteed to go back into your old habits. I don't care if you think that you have like ironclad willpower, you still need to reflect on what caused you to have an affair in the first place and all those affairs. Go get some help, see a therapist, and then begin practicing some transparency, because women hate liars.
That's from a woman, man. You wanted to hear it. What do you think? Let's get your calls. 556-6104.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Today's R&B and Old School Magic 104.9, Jill Scott, Anthony Hamilton. Yeah. That's called So In Love. I got her speaking on her new song. You can watch the video of it on the Tony Scott page at KMJM.com.
It
ain't for everybody.
But
like youngins and stuff.
Yeah, but I love her.
All right. Well, you love her, you love her. 550 coming up just for you.
Laying next to me.
I love this.
Sharing our love between the sheets.
Yeah, man. All right, so this therapy letter, this man says, I've been married to my wife for 20 years. I have cheated on her every year we've been married. I got caught one time. She said, you do it again, I'm out. That didn't stop me, man. I pick fights at home just so I can leave the house. I just love the way it feels that women still want me when I'm out. I can't help myself. I want to stop. Why do I do this? All right, advice is what he's looking for. DeBario says, I know what's wrong with you. You don't deserve to be married. You need counseling and divorce your wife while you have an ounce of dignity in your body. All right, Jill says it's not fair to keep your wife with the belief that she's in a monogamous marriage, and she's not. It's only fair that you come completely clean with your wife and let her know that during the entire marriage, you have been unfaithful. What kind of advice do you have? 556-6104 at about 554.
Introducing Domino's new early week pick-me-up deal. Oh, yes, we
Northbound
did.
Northbound 170 and back up 70 through Airport Road. Southbound 170, Page through 40. From the Touche Regional Hospital Traffic Center, I'm Jess, and that's a look at total traffic.
The hardest decisions are often the result of the best options.
Get in on our greatest model year yet.
Live from the iHeartRadio studios, KM, JM, FM, Columbia, St. Louis, Magic 104.9. This is what's happening at KMJM.com.
Win a St. Louis prize package from Magic 104.9.
Win tickets to see Nephew Tommy, Adele Gibbons, Earthquake with Steve Harvey tomorrow morning at 8:15 on Magic 104.9.
R&B and Old School Magic 104.9, Isley Brothers, Neo, in 2 minutes. To me, you got to give credit where credit's due. I give the man a little credit for admitting that he's got a problem. He doesn't know what to do about it. He's been cheating on his wife for 20 years. Every year they've been married. Got caught once, said he wouldn't do it again, went right back to it. And he loves his wife and don't want to leave his wife. He just can't help himself. He's looking for advice.
It sounds like to me that the man in question feels very empty. It's like a game to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he can't exist unless he's doing this. And then he's gotten to the point he doesn't really feel guilty. He might have got caught up and can't get out of it. You know what I'm saying? He might have got with somebody and can't get out of it. Or something like that. But to me, it sounds like to him, the only way he can exist unless it's somebody else, he's with somebody else.
Gotcha.
You watch a lot of court TV, don't you?
Yeah, somewhat.
I can tell.
Plus, I have a degree in psychology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. There you go.
That'll
like
do
that.
It right there. Mm-hmm. I heard Judge Joe Brown all up in that. I did.
By magic.
Well, I'm kind of with you. You know, he do it one because he can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always got a theory. When you get in a relationship, put everything out on the table, even your sexual habits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if a person can't fulfill your needs, you don't drag them through no misery of cheating. If this wasn't the woman for you, then why you keep cheating on her? And he's doing it because he can do it. And then it sounds like to me, you reading the letter, he kind of like bragging on it.
You think he's bragging on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like he's bragging on it because he get away with it.
I see.
It's that Bobby Womack song.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He's got a problem. You know?